Good afternoon, and welcome to a Focus on the Arts Extra. I'm your host, Malvin Massey, and our guest, they're doing this extra because it's so special to have a guest in the city, as a matter of fact, and on the phone, who is so stellar on his instrument and in the world of jazz. Victor Wooten, the Victor Wooten Band, is going to be here at the GPAC, at the Germantown Performing Arts Center, this evening, 7:30 p.m., and Marcella Pinilla, local artist, is opening for him, but on the phone with me right now, Mr. Victor Wooten. Good morning, good afternoon, Brother Victor.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, thank you, man. And we are really looking forward to your being in town. I haven't seen so many guys, especially bass players, in town get so excited since Marcus Miller was here about 6 months ago.
Oh, great. I'm sure bass players will be coming out tonight. I hope so.
Yeah. The new CD, Sword and Stone, Words and Tone.
Yeah.
What was the idea about that one, doing two like that?
Well, it started out as just going to be one CD or one recording featuring female vocalists.
Okay.
And in many cases, I like to allow vocalists to write some or all of the lyrics so that they're singing something that, you know, is true to their heart.
Yeah.
And so I was recording these songs, and I was putting melodies on them with other instruments. And just realized, wow, you know, I like these songs as instrumentals. And so it kind of rekindled an old idea that I had many years ago of releasing two records on the same day.
Yeah.
And at the same time. And so it was allowed, you know, being my own record label now, I figured I could do whatever I want. So that's what I did.
It was a pretty cool idea. And both of them are doing quite well, as a matter of fact. So it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, I've been happy with that.
Yeah. Well, your bass style, of course, has gone through transitions. And you even played violin for a while, didn't you?
I did actually play violin. And an interesting story is when my brother got a job for me at an amusement park, Busch Gardens, in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
They needed a fiddle player in their bluegrass band. So I guess some kind of way convinced them that I could do that. And I had never played fiddle in my life. And he called me up asking me if I felt I could pull it off. And I said, sure. So I became a fiddle player.
Was that hard transition to make? I mean, was it hard to learn it?
Well, musically, not really. It was just the instrument, the physical way that you hold the instrument under your chin. That was way different. I had already played cello in the elementary school orchestra, so I knew how to bow.
Yeah.
But transferring that over to a violin, which is so small, that took a minute.
You used to thick strings.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pat Martino was here a little while ago, last week, as a matter of fact, and we were commenting on his tone is so deep and thick, and the guy said, well, yeah, his strings are like bass strings on his guitar. I was, okay, that's why it sounds like that. But that's something else, too. You are, as something of a multi-instrumentalist, as far as, of course, we all associate you with the bass, but you play bass plus. I'll put it like that.
Yeah. I mean, I play a few instruments. To me, it's all music. And once you know how an instrument works, if you can produce one or two notes, you're ready to make music on it. So, you know, figuring out a piano, I think everyone knows how a piano works.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can all play it. It's just, you know, how well and how controlled we can play it. And with stringed instruments, all strings work the same way. It doesn't matter what instrument it is. All strings work the same way. So figuring out those instruments is really not that difficult for me. Mm-hmm. But if a person is musical, they can figure out how to make music on any instrument.
Did that experience of being sort of forced to play the fiddle, did that help you to get your own distinct style in mixing the genres together?
Well, it definitely helped because it introduced me to a whole new style of music that I'd never played before, which was bluegrass.
Yeah.
So that was my introduction to bluegrass even before I played with Bela Fleck. But just, you know, really delving deeply and quickly into this new style of music for me, that made me a better musician.
Yeah.
Right away.
Well, that's something else, too, I hadn't mentioned that for a long time. As a matter of fact, you were here with Bela Fleck and your brother Roy.
Right,
here in our studios years ago when I first got here.
Oh, really? In the studio? Okay.
Yeah, and where I'm talking to you right now. And I had to go to work. I was just a volunteer, and I had to run off to work. But I ran by here just long enough just to see you guys, and then run on off. But that experience, that experience with Bela Fleck, and that new sound, which was a brand new sound to jazz, how did that affect what you did, what you do now?
Well, it affected it a lot. My work for many years with Bela and Howard Levy or Jeff Coffin and all the different musicians who would come in and out, you know, for periods of time.
Yeah.
It just made me grow into a broader musician. But, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when I grew up, I had played with my brothers, my four older brothers, you know, pretty much exclusively, except for jam sessions and things. But performing, it was always my brothers. And it wasn't until Busch Gardens that I was playing with different groups of people, you know, regularly. So I had to learn how to do that. It's sort of like moving out of the house for the first time.
Yeah.
It helps you grow up. And when I got with Bela, all of a sudden, you know, I was in a group with some of the world's not only greatest musicians, but the world's most innovative musicians. As I heard my brother Roy say one time, it's like we're all out there on a limb, but we're out there together.
Yeah.
And so to be around those musicians, I mean, Howard Levy, Howard who plays harmonica and piano, he's just doing things that have never been done before him.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there would be no way not to grow being in a band like that.
Such an innovative group with a brand new idea.
Exactly. And Bela was really good at allowing the musicians to be themselves, which is what made the band what it was. He wasn't saying, oh, you have to play bass like this or drums like that. We were allowed to totally be ourselves, which was what gave the Flecktones its sound, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, including the banjo. People hadn't heard banjo played that way before, ever.
It was so surprising and so strange at first, but it caught on.
Yeah. Well, people liked it, you know, because the music was good and it was so different.
Yeah.
So different than anything anyone had ever heard.
I used to love Flight of the Cosmic Hippo. Yeah.
That's a fun song. It's just a quirky song, you know. Mm. Total fun to listen to.
You guys did a lot of really, really innovative work, music. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is a Focus on the Arts Extra. We are talking with a man who has been said to be one of the greatest bass players of his time, Mr. Victor Wooten. And the Victor Wooten Band will be here in Memphis tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Germantown Performing Arts Center at 1801 Exeter Road. And for more information, tickets are still available. You can call 751-7500, or you can go online at gpacweb.com. And opening will be Marcella Pena. And I went to her listening for her new CD last night, and she got you to play something on there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of fun. She's like a new acquaintance, someone that I met over a year ago at a Cuban club in New York.
Okay.
But I guess it was through the internet that we got back together when she contacted me. And she contacted me at the perfect time because I'd been thinking about doing some South American Latin style music and really going down to that country. So when she, you know, when she contacted me, sent me a message over the internet, I thought, wow, this is perfect. I remember meeting her. You know, let's check that out, see how she sings and, you know, how she is as a person. And so we hooked up and really connected. So I ended up just recording something, just an idea, a simple idea, just to test things out and see what she could do with it. And I emailed it to her. And it seemed, you know, I mean, it seemed like just a few hours later. I knew it had to be longer. She sent it back with lyrics she had written. She wrote lyrics to the bass parts where I was just improvising. And I went, wow, you know, this woman is special. Wow. And so we're planning on doing some work together. And it's going to be exciting to see her band perform live tonight.
Yeah.
This will be my first time.
You know, we were listening to it last night. I was with Nico Lira on at the board at in the studio. And he was explaining to me how you were playing the bass and the guitar at the same time. So how is he doing that? He said, I don't know, but I saw him do it, so I know he did. You've learned an awful lot of different techniques over the years, haven't you?
I have. And, you know, to produce the sounds that you hear in your mind, if you can hear the sounds, then you have to find a way to produce them. You know, and fortunately, I'm the youngest of five brothers. All my brothers play different instruments. And so growing up with them, you know, allowed me to see different things, hear different things, and play different things.
Yeah.
And so the techniques, for the most part, came from them, from, you know, seeing and hearing them. And, you know, so it was just for me, it was just a great way to grow up.
Wow. As a matter of fact, were you planning on being a musician all your life, or you want to be a fireman first or something like that?
That's really a hard answer to say, because it's sort of like the way we were both, grown up speaking English. It would be like me saying, you know, did you plan on speaking English your whole life? You know, you don't even think about it. But what most people don't know is I was literally born into a band. My brothers were already playing, and they knew they needed a bass player. And so that became me right away.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, no, I never planned on it, but that's where I was, you know, that's how and where I was born.
Wow.
So I guess I was just kind of lucky.
Man, I guess so. You certainly have the skills. Like I said, Rolling Stone says you're one of the top 10 bassists of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
That's pretty cool to say, to have said against you. But you played the different bases. So how many different Brian Bromberg back here last fall put out three CDs at once. A Latin CD, one with Jimi Hendrix music, and one with straight ahead jazz. He was playing all the guitar parts on a piccolo bass.
Right.
Dick LaPalme out in Los Angeles called me and said, who's the guitar player on there? I said, it's Brian Bromberg. He said, well, who's the bass player? I said, he's Brian Bromberg.
Exactly. Yeah, he's amazing. Now, he's a really amazing musician.
You play all those instruments too, though. You do piccolo bass and
Yeah, I do. I do. And the main thing, the main reason that a musician like Brian or myself or Stanley Clarke can make it work is because we can hear music in those different ranges. A lot of bass players can only approach music from the bass realm. But, you know, someone like Brian or Stanley, and hopefully myself, you know, we can hear the higher notes. We can hear the notes in the middle. We understand chords. We understand soloing. We also understand being on the bottom end of things and supporting other people. So we do our best to look at music, you know, in a wide range, not just from the bass perspective. And I think that's what allows us to not only do it, but to pull it off authentically.
Wow, yeah. Well, and I suppose that's part of the reason that you're such a good composer.
That definitely helps. I appreciate that. But that definitely helps. To compose and orchestrate and write, you have to be able to hear music in its entirety, not just from your instrument's perspective.
Yeah, and like I said, Pat Martino was here last week, and the thing was, something that impressed me about him was that he was so into doing clinics and with the students over at Rhodes College. And then last night I was talking to Marcella, and she was telling me, you yourself are into doing clinics and passing along your skills to younger generation.
Yeah, I actually, I love doing that to younger and older generations, anyone that wants to listen. I just finished a camp yesterday in Tennessee where, I guess this is our 14th year running music camps, music and nature camps.
Mm-hmm.
And so teaching is a big part of what I enjoy, and I hope I get to continue to do it.
Man, well, that is just fantastic. As always, our time is really getting short, but I will be seeing you tonight. We're looking forward to this show.
Great. Great. I'm looking forward to it, too. I have a really fun band.
Okay.
And in this band, just about everyone is playing at least three instruments. So we're switching a lot in the middle of songs. It's a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun to watch. And I have a request. I would love to hear a woman's strength if you've got that in the format.
You will hear it. But I say get there early. Don't miss a note.
Right on. Thank you so much, Victor. And once again, it's at the Germantown Performing Arts Center, 7:30 this evening. Victor Wooten with Marcella Pena opening for the show. And, well, the number to call is 751-7500 or look for tickets online at gpacweb.com. Victor Wooten, thanks again, man.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. And this has been a Focus on the Arts Extra. Keep it here at Jazz Level, U92 FM. Jazz 10 Countdown is coming up next. U92.